All right, having become great. That's the name of that. This is what I named this verse, having become great. All right. 11:24, piste Moses. Megas. Genomenos. Er ne sato. Legeste. Quios. Degatros. Farao. All right. In faith, submersed in faith. Now, we've looked at a lot of this, this 11th chapter. It's been fantastic. In faith, great having become. All right? Now, in faith, Moses lived in faith. Okay? Lived in faith how? How did Moses live in faith? First 40 years of his life was what?
He was an Egyptian king or prince or...
Well, he was the son or the heir of the Egyptian throne for the first 40 years. Now, you have to realize that Moses, he knew, how many watched the Exodus or whatever it was by Cecil B. DeMille? That has really perverted the Bible, I mean, tremendously, to tell you the truth, because people think that that is the way it is, but it's not. Read your Bible. All right. King James had a whole lot of effect. The Septuagint had a lot of effect on the translation of the scriptures. And movies. Movies have had a lot. You talk to somebody and they'll say, you talk about Moses talking before, Aaron talking before Pharaoh, and not Moses. Said, I watched the Ten Commandments. I know better. All right. Moses was raised by his mother and father. Pharaoh paid for it to be done. Up until he was, well, weaned at least. All right. Back in those days, how long did a child nurse?
3 years.
How long before they were weaned, you mean?
Yeah.
3 years.
How long back in those days?
2 years.
My kid was 2.
What?
My kid was nursing.
Yeah. 2 years old a lot of times. But back then, they nursed up to 6 and 7 years old. You think, how much do you think Moses knew about his mother and father when he was 6 or 7 years old? Do you think they told him, hey, Moses, you're our son? Well, sure they did. Sure they did. In that length of time. My great-grandmother, her mother and father was Sam and Sarah Paul. My great-grandmother, while my grandfather was in prison, slipped off, ran off with another man, and took that child and gave her to her sister to raise. Now, she tried to hide that. She tried to hide that for a long, long time. But here it is today. We know about it. All right. Now, Moses, back in those days, okay, back in this period of time, his mother and father. Now, I want you to see what it says here. Moses, having become great. Now, some of the translations, what do they say? What's that one there say there, Brett? 11:24.
Aroused by faith, Moses, when he had grown to maturity and become great, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
All right. Moses, having become great. How did he become great? First of all, he grew up, didn't he? Mm-hmm. How old was Moses when he killed the person?
Like 40, wasn't he?
40 years old. Now, you're not even 40 years old. Brett, how old are you?
34.
See, you've got 6 years yet to go before. And what? Yeah, beat somebody up, whatever, you know. Anyway, Moses was 40 years old now. And he was prepared for the throne of Egypt. Prepared for the throne of Egypt. Having become great, he became famous. He not only grew up, but he became famous. This is the heir. Okay? Now let's see what does Moses mean? Okay. Now our rabbi that we're watching on Sunday morning, what did he say about that name, Moses? Remember, and I told you, huh?
I don't remember what he said.
Now, remember what name means? Brother Bill, you remember?
What? The
thing? To draw out, Moses.
To draw out.
Okay, but what else does it mean? It means to give birth or deliver. Because calves... A lot of times, calves and horses, when they're born, you have to pull them. You have to draw them out. A lot of times, When a child is born, you have to pull them out, okay, to draw out. And Moses, and he said, Moses means to give birth. Yeah, it means to draw out, which means to give birth, okay? That's what the main, yes, Brother Bill.
You think maybe that also, I don't know, there's, you know more about this, that's why I'm asking the question. Maybe that Moses being Hebrew was maybe a different color, or maybe like, you know, had like the Romans have a large Roman nose, or the blonde-headed people from, do you think maybe they were a different color than the Egyptians?
Well,
that set him apart?
He wasn't set apart. He was accepted as an Egyptian. Moses could have walked right into the palace of Pharaoh. Now, we're going to get there in just a minute. Okay? Moses could have walked right into the palace of Pharaoh. His name means to draw out. It means to give birth, to draw out. Okay? Now, think about those two things. To give birth and to draw out, or to pull. Okay? Moses was pulled out of the Nile by Pharaoh's daughter, wasn't he? But what else would happen with Moses prophetically? What would his name mean? To draw Israel out of Egypt. And also, it means to give birth. Okay, we have birth of a nation right here. All right, we have the birth of a nation. And we have, and it is prophetically his name, to draw out. Let's go on a little bit further now.
Deliverance,
yeah. Moses, having grown up and having become famous, he disowned for himself. Look at that. He disowned for himself. He denied. He refused. He disclaimed. He renounced. Renounced it. Formally, when did he renounce this? Back in Genesis, or not Genesis, but Exodus, the second chapter. Exodus, the second chapter. Let's go back there. Exodus chapter 2.
When he killed the Egyptian?
Yeah, well, let's go and look at it. Let's go look and see what happened here. Okay? Let's look at it. Exodus, the second chapter. Brett?
Okay.
All right, Exodus. Now, put your little thing there so you won't lose that. Your marker. No, your marker. It's this. That one's in there, but now put your other marker down there so you don't lose your other place. Philemon. All right. Exodus, the second chapter, verses 10, 11, and 12. 10, 11, and 12. All right. David, are you over there?
Yes.
Okay.
The child grew, and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she named him Moses, and said, because I drew him out of the water. Now it came about in those days when Moses had grown up, that he went out to his brethren and looked on their hard labor. He saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew.
Wait a minute, right here. Hold on now. Hold on. The other David now. Hold on just a minute. Now, what does it say there in the corner of your Bible about that beating this Egyptian? Does it say anything over there? Say anything over there in yours, David? Anybody over here say anything about that? It's Mekah, that's what it is. Mekah.
So they were set over the Israelites.
What's it say there, Brett?
So they set over the Israelites.
No, about the beating business. Yeah. And Moses grew up, and he went out unto his brethren, and what?
It says, oppressed them with increased burdens.
All right, they did that. All right. But what happened about this? He saw a man, Egyptian, what?
Smiting the Hebrew.
All right. It's Makah, all right, is what it is. And that means to hit with the end result of killing them. He was going to kill him. All right? He hit him with the end result of killing him. He was basically beating him to death. All right? He was beating him to death. Our old word smiting there isn't quite enough. This man is beating him with the intention of killing him. All right? Now, David, you read on down.
Well,
yeah.
And he looked this way and that way.
And when he saw that there was no man, he slew the Egyptian.
Okay, hold on there. Now we're looking at this word too. This word comes from harag. All right, harag. He slew the Egyptian. Now this word here, it means with tremendous vengeance and anger, it means to kill. He got so angry because he saw his kin, relation, being beat up, that he, in anger, he ravagingly kills the Egyptian. Ha! Mitzray, all right? And what else did he do with him there?
And hit him in the sand.
All right, hit him in the sand. All right, now here we are. We've got Moses out here. Now he sees an Egyptian beating the tar out of a Hebrew. He probably would have killed him. Okay? It means to beat, it means to punish, it means to inflict, and many times to the point of death. Okay? That's the other word. Now this one here, harag, the root of this word, this one here means to violently, ravenously, it means to infuriously kill. Alright? So he was angry and furious, and he killed this man for revenge. Because he was... You got any brothers? Did you guys ever get in a fight? One of you get in a fight, and then the other one jumped in there and helped the other ones out? Probably helped the other ones beat up the other brother, huh? Alright. He smote the Egyptian and Randall. From there. Oh, you're not over there. Okay, Brett. Yeah, 13.
He went out the second day and saw two Hebrew men quarreling and fighting. And he said to the unjust aggressor, "Why are you striking your comrade?"
All right, Nizim, as that's the word. They were just fighting out there, beating around on each other, okay? That's a different word, too. Hebrew's got a lot of words here. He saw them fighting and he said, what?
To the
guilty one, he said.
To the unjust aggressor.
Yeah, to the guilty one, to the man that was overbearing. He's overbearing just like that Egyptian was over the Jews now. Okay, what does it say there now?
And the man said, "Who made you a prince and a judge over us?"
All right, who made you a prince and judge over us? Well, who did make him a prince and judge? Pharaoh. But what he had done here... judge over us, and then on a little further, what it says?
It says, "Do you intend to kill me as you killed the Egyptian?" Then Moses was afraid and thought, "Surely this thing was known."
All right. And what is verse number 15 says there, Bill? Oh, you're not over there, are you? Yeah. David.
When Pharaoh heard of this matter, he tried to kill Moses. When Moses fled from the presence of Pharaoh.
Look at this word here now. In Hebrew, it's different. La harag. What does that harag mean? What does harag? It kills with vengeance and violence and with anger. Pharaoh got mad. "I have had you in my house for 40 years. I paid for your raising. And now you have turned on me, the one that loved you for 40 years, and you have killed an Egyptian lord, even." So he sought to kill with vengeance, and it means to pay back. It's paybacks, Moses. And Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh. All right? Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh. Out of his sight. Okay? Does that give you a little bit better idea of what happened here in this verse, in verse number 24? I thought it was pretty neat. When Moses came of age, he was a great man in the land of Egypt, and he made his choice, not out of ignorance, but full knowledge. What would it cost him to become a Hebrew?
Everything, financially.
Everything, gloriously and financially. All right? We'll see that. All right? He denied... He refused, he disclaimed for himself. He did it one time when he killed that Egyptian. He did it. That's the point. First errors, punctiliar action. R. Nehemiah, page 51, if you'll look that one up later. All right, means disown. It means to renounce, deny, refuse, disclaim. To be called an heir. That he was the heir of the throne of Egypt. He refused the throne of Egypt. Of the daughter of... How about this world? Thigatros. Thigatros. Daughter. Thigatros. The daughter of Pharaoh.
Where was Aaron about this time?
Aaron was amongst his... I don't... Maybe he was beating up Aaron. It says his brother. His brother. One of his kinsmen. Maybe he saved Aaron's life. I don't know what he did. He one of his brethren, probably one of his close brethren, was getting beat up with intent to kill him. And he went out there with vengeance. He got real mad.
So the word brethren is not just a general term.
It is a kinsman. It's a kinsman. All right, it's more than just that. All right, 11:25 now. So you got the whole story now. It's not quite like the Ten Commandments or the Exodus or whatever you want to call those movies. Malon, Elominos, Sikaku Kesmethe, Tolao. Tuthiu. Eh? Pros Chiron. Akane. Hamartios. Apollo Sin. Sound like an Appaloosa, doesn't it, Dakota? All right, kind of like that. In this word Malon, it means but rather. Okay, but rather. There is a objection here. There is a wall drawn, okay? That doesn't work. Went too high. That was supposed to fall right in that bucket over there.
Yeah.
There is a line drawn here. Here was Pharaoh's palace. And over here is poverty. Poverty. All right. Pharaoh's palace. From the now we you know, the prince and the pauper. You've heard about that story, a movie and all this kind of stuff. All right. Well, here we have a prince that becomes a pauper. All right? A prince that becomes a pauper. Now let's just look at the education of Moses. Moses was educated in the finest schools of Egypt. He was educated to be a ruler and a prince. But it says he denied it for himself. He made this decision himself. All right? But rather, having chosen now, nominee singular masculine, second aorist, participle middle, there was a time here that he was really thinking about this. I hear he was really thinking about this, but once he walked over and he dropped across the line, it was no returning back. Okay? No more turn back. That's what the word malon there means. It says, but rather. But rather, having chosen, sikaku keste. Sikaku keste. That's a... Can you say that real fast, Brett? Sikaku keste. Okay? That's it. Present infinitive middle voice. But he chose, having chosen to be mistreated with his kin badly. That's what that word means. All right? Having chosen to be mistreated with his relationship badly, with the people, the Laos, to Lao. That's instrumental singular. And it's looking at the people as a unit. Okay? He was a Hebrew. All right? He was a Hebrew. To be treated badly. By the way, this word is only used one time in the New Testament. That word's only used one time. All right? And it is used about 100 and something A.D. It was used one time in the papyri. One time. That's it. It's only used in history, as far as we know, that word has only been put together and used twice. Not only in the Bible one time, and then in papyri one time, which it means writings. It says, having chosen to be treated evil badly with. It comes from sin, kakos, and kiomai, which comes from echo. All right? Echo, kakos, and scene. That's where this word comes from. Scene means together. Symphony, what does that mean? Symphony. Symphony, it's Greek.
Put together, man.
It means sound together. All right? Here we have with together, kakos. It means to be Adamically bad. All right? And then echo. That means to have this all the time. Bill, once he made this choice, he was going to be struck with it from now on. He was branded. That's the end of it. With the people of the God, belonging to God. Okay? Two few. Genity singular masculine. Yes, Bill.
And Moses, now I'm taking this like Paul. He didn't have a choice and say, so God chose him from birth.
Yeah, exactly. Predestination.
He didn't have a choice to sin.
Who's Moses?
Like Paul. God says, like John the Baptist, you know, I'm
that would work real good, but that's not what the language says.
So like these people made choices.
Because it said he chose for himself, middle voice. Okay, now he chose for himself. Now, God might have put it on his heart, but Moses made the choice. And he made it out of knowledge, not ignorance. Not, I mean,
it wasn't a touchy-feely decision. It was an intellectual, heartfelt.
It was an intellectual commitment that had no turning around. There was no going back on what he said. Once he said it, it's over with.
Yeah, he's one of the people that are most committed to it.
He was committed to it.
That's what I mean. And so, like, he's a fighter.
Now, what happened to him? Did he go in there right instantly and start fighting for his people?
No.
Where did he spend the next 40 years?
The desert.
He ran off. Okay, now he made this choice. But now he leaves his people for 40 years. Now he's 80 years old.
Man, he's old.
Okay, now he's 80 years old, and then God appears to him in this bush.
By their standard, of what they live, he's still a young man.
Well, there was still a lot of people dying at 80 years old back then still. Okay? I mean, he's old. He's really an old man at 80 years old. Now, God took care of him. God kept him on his feet. He made his eyes sharp. He didn't limp. Nothing. All right? It says that his eyes were not dim. He wasn't hard of hearing. He could see well. He didn't have to have glasses. No glasses. All right. Why, when he was 120 years old, he wrote down the Bible. He still could see. And Hebrew's real hard. Boy, I tell you what, I got to use magnifiers on Hebrew. That's hard to read. That's what he was writing in, is Hebrew. Okay. But rather, having chosen to be treated evilly with a people belonging to God, then towards season, four times in the New Testament, Matthew 13:21. Mark 4:17 and 2 Corinthians 4:18, this word prokairo. Proskairo. It comes from pros and kairo. Kairo means what? Season. Pros means toward the season. Okay, this means for a season. What?
Egypt, Cairo, and the season?
No. That's different language and different words. Kairo here means season. Okay.
Can you give us the four uses again?
Okay, four times in the New Testament, Matthew 13:21, Mark 4:17, 2 Corinthians 4:18. All right, and it is this word pro. It means for a season. Now, what would be the absolute opposite as for a season? What is the term? What is the antithesis of this word?
Four seasons.
We got to get you off the four seasons, brother.
Four seasons hotel, you know. Tell you, this TV's broke my brain up.
I think it has.
It destroyed me.
It has ruined you. Okay, now, what is the opposite of a season? Aeon, Tony. Come on, that's a...
Forever.
That's eternity. Now, I'm going to tell you something. When you choose to do wrong here and now, it's more than the here and now. Because it's going to follow you forever. That's just the way it is. Now, it says...
What was the last year, the fourth one? I'm still trying to
get 2 Corinthians 4:18.
And Acts what?
It was Matthew 13:21, Mark 4:17, and 2 Corinthians 4:18, and Hebrews 11:25. Four times in the New Testament. Okay? For a season, proskairo. For a season now. In opposition to Ionios. All right? And then it says, ekain, to have sin enjoyment. Apo laosin, all right, enjoyment. Temporary pleasure, that's what it means. To have temporary pleasure. Apo laosin, temporary pleasure. Yeah, temporary pleasure. He chose to be treated badly with his people as a Jew rather than to live. How long did Moses live?
120 years.
Do you think he could have stayed in the palace of Pharaoh for 120 years?
Sure
he could have, because he made the choice. It wasn't God didn't make him.
He
would have been the Pharaoh. Now just look at it this way. From man's point of view, what would have been the smartest thing for Moses to do?
To be the Pharaoh.
To be the Pharaoh. Because after he became Pharaoh, guess what he could do? He could make the decisions. He could put the Egyptians into the slave pits and his people up there in the ruling class.
Why did he do that? Did he look like
well, now just think about it for a while.
Be unfair, huh?
No. No, that's what man would do. Sometimes when we make decisions in this world, we make decisions totally rationally. The rational thing for Moses to do was stay on the throne. Wouldn't it?
He didn't know how to make decisions.
He was a great man.
He didn't know. I didn't say that. I said he didn't know how to make decisions without God.
Well, just think about it. The rational thing to do, the humanistic thing to do, would be to stay on the throne and to then pull his people out of the deal. But he chose not to do that. He chose not to do it. He chose to be treated like his people, to become one of the people. But once he became one of the people, he didn't get to stay with them, did he? He had to let mama, and he had to leave mama, he had to leave daddy, he had to leave brothers and sisters and all his cousins and everybody else.
It's the same thing as if we were walking down the street and we saw somebody being mugged and we turned and went the other way because we might have influence to take care of that situation later.
Yeah.
Well,
that man, his relationship of some sort was being beat up badly and maybe to death. Okay, and then he got mad. He killed the Egyptian in anger and in revenge because he was beating up his relationship. You know, and when he did that, he crossed the line, didn't he? Forevermore. That's it. Crossed the line. That was a commitment. He burned his bridges, and that was the end of it. No more. He could no more be the ruler of Egypt now. It's all over with. Just think. Now, what would you have done?
I'd have felt good.
Wait a minute, Brett. Let's get back here on line. On task, okay? Let's finish the race.
I would have felt good.
Well, now, what would you have done? Would you have stayed in the palace, or you would have what?
I would have stayed in the palace. I would have left too. According to the circumstances, you stick up for your people, you know, right? Especially
right.
If you're a Jew.
Okay. All right. That was your answer. All right. What would you have done, David?
I probably would have done the same thing Moses did.
Yeah. What about Bill?
You
would have stayed in the throne and got the people out of the place politically, raised them up above
the throne. The faithful thing would have been to follow God. But I'm sure God was talking to him for him to make that decision. So
I'm going to tell you something. When that Egyptian started killing, beating that boy to death, I think he made the decision right then.
It was instantaneous.
It was instantaneous and forever. It was over with. Because then he showed his real blood.
He didn't want to be a part of that.
I remember my cousin here a while back. I called back to Paul's Valley, Oklahoma, talked to him, and we was talking. He said, "I want to come out and see you." You know, and he wanted me to come back there, and I said, "Well, I'm not in good enough health to do it." And he said, "Man," he said, "you're my relation. I'm going to see you. I want to talk to you." So maybe in a couple of weeks he's coming out here.
Really?
But in a couple of weeks, Bill Paul.
William Paul?
Yeah. He's going to come out. He wanted to see me. He said, "I want to see you. You're Paul." He said, "I want to see you." You know, there's something about blood relationship that draws you in there. Isn't there? It's something there that you cannot explain.
Even if you don't necessarily like
them. If you don't even like them, it's still there's a compassion and love there. You're going to do something, try to help them. Yeah.
Sometimes I wonder if my family, still not my immediate family, but other people are using for me.
All right. My zona. My zona. Mazona. All right. Mazona Pluton. Hegesomenos. Tone. Aegyptu. Thesaron. Tone. Onaidesmon. Two. Christu. Apop Lepontain. Gar. Ace. Tain. Mistapodosion. Some really interesting, whoever the writer of the book of Hebrews is, uses some real interesting language. He doesn't use Hebrew. What? He doesn't use Hebrew. He doesn't. I mean, this is a writer to the book of Hebrews, but evidently he doesn't know Hebrew. All right? That's Hebrew right there. All right. Can you tell me what that is?
Is that a mem?
Yeah, mem.
That's a olive.
That's Z?
That's not an olive wood.
No, that's like.
I'm trying to, you're a doctor. You don't write it so people can read it.
No. How does it look like? Does that look better?
Okay, that looks
better. The olive is like this, okay?
Ayin.
Mitz.
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 Ra'im. Mitzrayim. Egypt in Hebrew is Mitzrayim.
Mitzrayim.
Now, what's he write down here? What's this word?
This looks like.
It's not Mitzrayim. That's Egypton. All right? That's where we get our word from, because our word comes out of a Greek. Okay? It's Hellenized word for Egypt. All right? That's when we get our work. So he doesn't use the word Mitzrayim. He uses the word Egypt, the Greek word for Egypt. Okay? Greater riches. All right? Greater Maizona, greater Pluton. What does the word Plutos or Pluton mean?
It means blue, far away.
Riches.
Riches?
Riches. Riches. Here is a bucket. That look like a bucket, Dakota? What do you think? What does that look like?
A horseshoe.
All right, there's a bucket. Okay, here's a bale on the thing even. Okay, is that better? I get somebody else up here. Right there? Like that? Okay, that's a bucket. All right. Now this is the word. This is the word picture that plusos means. It means to have more than you can ever use. It means to have your... How many of you ever seen a gallon and a half in a gallon bucket? What happens when you've got a gallon and a half in a gallon bucket?
I've never seen that before.
It just flows over onto the ground. It goes on to the ground. I mean, in the movies and the television, you know, you're talking about television. Here they have a glass. And this is a glass and a half, and they fill the glass up, and this keeps on going. It sits right there. All right? That's not what happens. When you get a bucket full, what happens? It runs over onto the ground. Okay? What do you do when you spill milk and it gets out on the ground? You better have cats around there. It's gone. Huh? You better have cats around or else it's gone. Spilt milk. There's no sense in crying over spilt milk, is there? Because it's gone. This word, riches, here means to have more than you can ever use up.
Pluto?
Plusios or Pluton here. Okay. It means to have more than an abundance. It says greater riches, abundance. He couldn't. Do you think that he could have ever used up? They buried their money with them, Brett, in Egypt. They buried their money with them. They would rob the tombs because they were rich when they were dead. All right, they prepared the bodies. Remember when we? No, said we did, had we looked at that yet? Where they did the mummies in the picture?
Yeah, they put the.
Oh yeah, they dried the bodies out and wrapped the bodies all up and then covered them in gold and everything else. They even had gold masks on them. They put masks out of pure 24 karat gold and make it just like their face. We talk about a death mask. They put a death mask on them in pure gold.
Mayor said it's opulent.
Yeah.
If you found that, would you take it?
What?
If you found that, would
found
you,
what?
Would you melt it down?
What?
Pharaoh's mask.
I'd leave it alone.
Right?
Yeah, well, I'd leave it be. Leave it be. Greater riches, abundance. And then it says the word hegesomenos. Nominative singular masculine. First aorist, participle. And what kind of voice is it? What voice is it?
Second aorist.
It's already first aorist.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, what kind of voice? First aorist is a tense, brother. Okay. What voice do we have here?
Middle voice.
So who made the decision? Who made the decision, Bill? God does do some things. Like, now, the Apostle Paul, God chose him. He jerked him. He said, I was aborted. Okay. John the Baptist was predetermined. But Moses made the decision himself. Why did they call him a great man of faith? Doesn't say much about John the Baptist having faith, does it?
Because he
just did what he was supposed to do. He was obedient, all right, but he had a calling, and he was born with the Spirit of God from his mother womb, all right. But now the Apostle Paul was on the way to hell, and God stopped him and yanked him out of there and aborted him right out of hell. All right, now this man made the decision for himself, middle voice. This is what you call self-determination. This is what you call in the theological terms volition. Volition. Okay? Volition. Hegeomai. That's the term right there. Hegeomai. Ton Egypto Thesaron. Thesaron. A thesaurus. You ever heard of the thesaurus?
Dinosaur.
What is that? Thesaurus.
It's a big dinosaur.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, it's a dictionary.
Yeah, that's it, boy. Here you are, a college graduate here almost.
Dictionary.
And don't know what a thesaurus is, okay?
Okay,
it's a dictionary. It is a treasure of words. That's what it means.
Treasure of words.
Treasure of words, all right. The things of Egypt, the treasures of Egypt, all right? Tremendous treasures now, great treasures, overflowing riches. They're still hanging around. They shipped them all over the world. People still looking at these treasures today. Moses had them all within his reach, didn't he? Had them all within his reach. Who was the Pharaoh of the Exodus, as far as we know? What was his name? He was the children of Israel building the city of what? Pithes and Ramses. All right. All right. So what was his name? He probably was Ramses II. Okay, that's who he was. That's who the guy was. Now, who could have been on the throne? Who would have been on the throne? Moses the first. All right, actually, there was other ones named Moses too. The things, the treasures of Egypt. And then it says, ton sin de smon. It says the reproach, humility. All right, humility of the Messiah. He didn't use Messiah, did he? What did he use?
Christo.
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 All right. He used Christo. He didn't use Messiah, did he? What would be the term for the Jewish term for this person? Messiah. All right. HaMashiach, the Messiah. All right. He kept on looking away. That's what it says here. Apo blepain. Third person singular. Imperfect indicative active. Imperfect tense means what? One of them continuous things. He kept on looking away. How far away? Way off, way yonder. How far away? Who was he looking for? Who was he looking for? He was looking for the Messiah. And to Egypt, or not to Egypt, to Israel, who was the Messiah at this time?
Pharaoh, I guess, or the rivers.
Who was the Messiah to Egypt at this, I mean to Israel at this time?
What?
Who was the deliverer? Moses.
That's right.
He was the Moses. He was Moses. He was the Messiah. What does Messiah mean? The anointed one. Do you think that God anointed Moses to take Israel out of Egypt?
Yeah.
Yes, he did. He kept on looking far away for unto the recompense. The wages as a unit. All right. Astain. All right. There was Ace, page 119, if you want to put that down there. Tain. Mistapodosion. All right. That means the recompense. That means to pay wages as a unit once and for all. The payback. The complete payback with all interest. Do you think Moses, do you think he has received the wages? Do you think he's received his wages now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think he's got a lot of glory? Who was the most important prophet of God in the nation of Israel for all of those years?
That's a hard question, because there's three of them.
Who was the most important? Who was considered on equal grounds with God? If you blasphemed the name of Moses, they would kill you.
What about Abraham?
Abraham was important. No. But Moses gave them the law. Well, we see Abraham, we see Isaac, we see Jacob, and then the most important name is Moses. All right? Moses. Moses was a great name. Moses, the one that delivered Israel out of Egypt. He was the deliverer, the Messiah, so to speak. He was the Messiah of the time. There's going to be a Messiah. But he was looking for the Messiah too, wasn't he? He was looking for the Messiah also.
He must have done something wrong because he didn't go to the promised land.
He sure did. What did he do wrong?
Well,
what did you do wrong?
He did something with a rock in the water.
What did he do wrong?
He broke the tablets that God had written on.
Well, now he did that to show Israel what they had done. I know I heard a lot of people say Moses threw down the tablets and broke them in anger. That's not what it says. He threw the tablets down and broke the tablets to show Israel what they had already done. They had broken the law. Okay? When he two times God told him to fetch water for Israel. One time, the Messiah would come the first time and be what?
Stricken.
The second time as he comes, is he going to be stricken? He's going to strike.
Yeah.
Those two rocks typified the first and second coming of Christ. When he told him to go to the first rock, the first time, he said what? Strike the rock, and water will come running out of it. The next time, when he told him to go to do what?
Speak
to the rock. Are we supposed to pray for thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven? We supposed to speak to God and ask him to come back. Aren't we? Pray for his return. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to pray for his return. And I'll tell you what, it looks like it's getting closer every day. And I know it is. It's getting closer all the time. We're supposed to pray for his return. Okay? He was supposed to speak to the rock. That is a perfect type of the first and second coming Christ. And when he struck the rock, what did he do? He struck Christ. And he struck the type. And it was what we call a capital punishment. God told him right then. What happened to Aaron? What happened to Aaron? Huh? God killed Aaron. God killed him. All right. What happened to Moses? He said, you won't go in the promised land because of this. When he took him up there on Mount Nebo, and I've been there, it's so beautiful to see the promised land out there. And I'm going to tell you something. Moses could see that promised land better than I could when I stood on it in 1975 and 76 when I was up there. That's a long time ago. I could still see a little bit back then. Still had eyeballs. All right. I looked out there and I saw that promised land and I looked what Moses saw. And God said, look at it. You can't go into it. And Brother Ferrari used to tell me that God kissed him to death. God just kissed him and brought on death. That was his servant that he loved. But he, like all men, come short. He was going to get his wages back. 11:27. Piste, kara lepen, Egypton. What's the word supposed to be there for a Jew? Mitzrayim. All right. May. Tobethes. Tone. Themon. Tu. Basileus. Tone. Gar. Aoraton. Hos. Horon. Ekarteresen. Now let's look at this one. In faith. Submerged in faith. Again, submerged, living in faith. He had to live in faith after that, didn't he? What did he do? He went out there in the land of Midian. Okay? Moses went out in the land of Midian and got out there and got in another fight. He was a brawler. Okay, evidently. He went out there and got in a fight, didn't he?
He just had to get it out of his system.
Yeah, he just had to get it out of his system. He went out to a well, and where's all the romantic scenes take place at the well? First time, the first thing that took place at this well was a fist fight. All right, or a stick fight or something. A cane fight or a rod fight or staff fight. Something took place there, but there's some guys out there, and they were kind of mistreating these girls, so-called, and they were going to take this water. You know, they just didn't run up and take water from a well. That's a highly valuable substance out there in the desert, as we're going to see this coming Sunday morning on the video there. Water is extremely important in the desert. How many wars have been fought over water? Lots of wars. All right? Why, out there in my own, out there where I live right now, there was a well out there where old Joaquin Marietta of Zorro used to come out there and water his horses before he took them on down to San Bernardino, and then he'd ship them from there to Sonora. He'd come out there because it was fresh flowing water out there. And they had wars over that water well where we live.
Fighting one here on.
Buckshots in the breeze. As Marilyn wrote a story here a while back, she wrote a story, Buckshots in the Breeze. They were shooting out there. A lot of shooting over there. What was the people down there? That four different families had part in that little old spring.
It goes way back in the 1800s.
Yeah. Way back in 18, all the way back to Joaquin Marietta in 1850s. When he used to come by there, I don't think they gave him any trouble. They did, probably didn't last long. He pulled them Colt pistols out. He used to ride those horses, and he had special saddles made on all the horses. They had about four sets of pistols on there with all kinds of cylinders to go with those Colt Navy pistols. So they could load real fast. Nobody could shoot. He had a lot of firepower. All right. All right, let's go on. In faith, submerged in faith, he left behind. He walked off and left. Kata lepo. He walked off and left behind. Third person singular, second aorist, indicative active, Egypt, and all the riches of Egypt, not having feared the anger of the king. All right, he went off, and of course he went out there, and then he got in another fight out there at that well, and he got him a girlfriend too, didn't he? The king, for the unseen as seeing, he endured. He stuck to his resolutions. That's what that last word means. Ekar ter resen. He endured.
I don't know, boy, I fixed that pretty good.
Made it louder.
Yeah. Well, it quit. It kicks off now. Don't sit there and go thump, 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 thump. It works. All right. He looked for, what's it say there in that Amplified Bible, Brother Brett? That's, well, don't you know where we are? 1127.
Okay.
1127.
1127.
Yes.
It says, motivated by faith, he left Egypt behind him, being unawed and undismayed by the wrath of the king. For he never flinched, but held ostensibly to his purpose and endured steadfast as one gazed on him who is invisible.
All right. This word, he remained strong. That's what that means, literally. He remained strong. He remained unmovable, strong. He held out against sin and its pleasures. What's one of the hardest things that we do in this world? Make the right choices. Making the right choices, isn't it? Making the right choices. That's one of the hardest things in the world. You try to do that for your children sometimes, don't you? Try to guide them in the right way. You try to show them the right direction. And you wish you could make that decision for them, but sometimes they go the wrong way. Don't they?
Yeah. They go straight down.
Oh, good. That's good. That's good. I wish it was that way every time. That would be wonderful.
I know, that's true.
It would be wonderful if it was that way every time. All right. Well, there you are. That's the end of it. That's the end of it for today.
You know, I find choking your butt a little bit helps them decide that right this season, too.
It does. Choking does help.
Choking them when it helps a little bit?
Choking helps a lot.
Yeah, that helps a little bit. They don't listen.
Yeah.
If my kids come over now and ask me for advice, I don't tell them nothing. I tried for 18 years to get people with me. I'm only broke my breath.
Too late now.
Get a little advice here. You might as well go to your mama.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for your attention. Go out and do something eternal this week. I hope that you enjoyed the lesson tonight. I hope you saw some things there that are good for you. Well, it's a great. The Word of God is great. It is great. The Word of God is great. David, would you dismiss in prayer tonight, brother?
Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this evening that we can come and study your Word and that you can edify us. Lord, we just ask that you write these words on our heart. Father,